Good morning and welcome to Apple a Day, Lake Region Healthcare's health and wellness show, where we feature news and information you can use to live a healthier life. I am Katie Johnson, your host, and my guests returning for a second week are Virginia Nolmeyer, our clinical dietitian, and Madison Mashick, our nutrition services intern, here to help us finish off our 18 health tips for 2018 during March Nutrition Month. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Katie.
Well, we only made it through 1 through 6 last week, so we're going to try and make it through 7 through 18 this week. Let's dive right in. The number 7 tip, okay, I'll recap quickly. The first 6 tips were: eat breakfast, make half your plate fruits and vegetables, watch your portion sizes, be active, fix healthy snacks, and get to know your food labels. Number 7 is consult your registered dietitian. Well, here you are. You're consulting with us. Tell us how folks can do that.
All right, so since I'm on the inpatient side, if you're here at the hospital, you're probably going to get a referral from the nurse or the doctor that I need to come talk to you. So it's pretty easy on the inpatient side. If you're over at the cancer center, they will set up an appointment and I'll zip right over, so that's more of an outpatient setting. If you're at cardiac rehab and you're exercising over there, I come over once a month and I visit with you while you exercise, so you're still getting your time in exercising, and we get to socialize a little bit about your nutrition and I get to find out if I can help you with anything. On the outpatient side, we have two wonderful dietitians. So we have Kayla Wagner and we have Julie Hamry. They do the diabetes education over in the clinic and medical nutrition therapy. That will come with a doctor's referral so that they can make an appointment with you. And then Julie is also at dialysis. So if you're in the dialysis unit, you'll get to see her as well. Kayla goes out to Prairie Ridge, and so she does outpatient and inpatient out there as well. So usually those are through a referral. If you feel like you need to see a dietitian or would like to talk with one, talk to your provider who can put the referral in for you.
That is great advice and great resources at our fingertips right here in our registered dietitians. Number 8 is following food safety guidelines. Boy, that could be a whole topic in itself, right?
Absolutely. So we'll make it really simple. If you're buying fresh produce, go ahead and make sure, no matter where you get it from, farmer's market, grocery store, wash, wash, wash. You don't know who else has handled it before you've gone in there and bought it. So go ahead and wash everything. Wash your berries, wash all your produce off. I sometimes actually rinse my canned food as well, just to kind of eliminate some extra sodium that might be in there. And then you want to look at your food labels. Check your dates, put everything in the fridge that you see that maybe I have right now, a half gallon of milk that's expiring soon, it's at the front of my fridge. The other half gallon that's expiring a little bit later is at the back of the fridge. So make sure you know your dates and you know your labels.
Great tips. Number 9 is drink more water. Madison, I see you've got your big bottle of water here. How do you help people incorporate enough water into their diet?
Well, the average recommended amount is 8 cups a day. I guess one thing that I follow is right away in the morning when I'm making breakfast and making my coffee, I always pour a glass of water and I drink that before my meal. Mm-hmm. And especially before meals, that's a great way to, if you're hungry, just drink a glass of water. How do you know if you're hungry? Maybe you're just thirsty. You never know. So yeah, drinking before meals, with your snacks, with your food, include water with everything.
Great tip. Number 10 is get cooking. So preparing those foods at home is a healthier way to do that.
So at home, when you're cooking there, you know how much sodium's going into your food. You can kind of do some fun things, and I think we're going to talk about this later, getting your children or grandchildren involved in the cooking. Mm-hmm. People that cook together, they eat more vegetables, they eat more of their protein, they eat more of their fruit because they're actually handling it. Mm-hmm. And it's fun because you can pull up these new recipes on the internet and see what's out there, and just so many ways you can explore your food.
There is. I really feel like, you know, you can say I'm not a cook, but you don't have to be a cook to make food at home. There's so many resources for easy ways to take healthy food, make it at home, and not call yourself a cook while you're doing it.
Absolutely.
Number 11 is dine out without ditching your goals. So we can be healthy, eat healthy, but still go out and eat.
Absolutely. And what's so fantastic nowadays is that the menus will have sometimes a salt shaker or a little icon on the menu that will tell you it's low sodium. They'll have a heart or another emblem on the menu that tells you it's heart healthy. You can also, if you're trying to lose weight and really watch your portion controls, Nobody is offended if you bring a Ziploc bag with you or ask for your to-go box right at the start of the meal, so you can cut your food in half, your salad in half. If it's one of those big chef salads, or if you're having a steak with some potatoes, just take half of it, put it in your box, close it, then eat your dinner, enjoy it. Take your time when you're there. It's an event. Dining out is so fun. And so just make sure that you don't overconsume, which I know can be hard. But if you have steps in place before you get there, you'll do just fine.
I love that idea of splitting it before you even start. Yes. What a great tip. Okay, you mentioned enacting family mealtime and incorporating making mealtime a family event. How does that help?
Oh my goodness, it is so great. And this can even be started if you have young grandchildren at home. And by young, I mean if you've got a one-year-old or a two-year-old in the house, just a child or of grandchildren or your own children, it is great. You can have them use their little fingers and tear up the lettuce for the salad. It doesn't have to look perfect, but it gets them sitting there. It gets them helping while you're maybe making the other products. It gets them interested in those healthy foods, those green vegetables. They can help with all of that. If you have string cheese, let them pull the string cheese apart and throw it in the salad. So start young, get the whole family involved. And it's such a good policy not to eat on your sofa every day. Mm-hmm. Make the policy that you sit at the table or you sit at the counter. I know there are people that don't have tables and chairs. So if you're sitting at your sofa, but you're doing it as a family, that's another good way. Just eat together, socialize, make it an event. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Good for more than just your nutrition. Health too.
Absolutely.
Banishing the brown bag boredom.
People go through phases where it's like every day it's a peanut butter sandwich every day. Mm-hmm. And then they burn themselves out, and so now we're on to something new. You definitely want to spice it up. So this goes back to our cooking mm-hmm. and preparing things as a family. If you prepare ahead of time, so for me on the weekends is when I do a lot of my cooking, throw it all in the slow cooker. I've got some good stuff to do, but I make variety. Sometimes I'll bring a salad. Sometimes I'll add to that slow cooker food, maybe some yogurts for my snack. Just mix it up so you don't get bored. There's so many flavors out there mm-hmm. that we can use. You can change your food taste just by adding different spices into there, but do variety. Don't do the same thing every day.
Yes, and that leads right into number 14, exploring new foods and flavors. The speaker that we had at the Health Expo kind of touched on this.
And what's really cool in Minnesota is you can go to the University of Minnesota Extension website. They have a printout of seasonal foods mm-hmm. that you can get. So then you can follow that. You know what's going to be at farmers markets or what might be in the grocery store. There's star fruit. There's all these really mm-hmm. unique things that we never really think about using. Just try it. And if you don't like it, just note, okay, I tried it. I'm moving on. But there's so many seasonal foods that are so good for us that we just don't try. Uh-huh. So mix it up. Yeah.
So just like we say to our kids, we need to apply it to ourselves. How do you know if you don't like it if you haven't tried it,
exactly.
right? Just try it. Okay, number 15, eat seafood twice a week. That's definitely more than I usually eat seafood.
Okay, so this is so cool because we're in Minnesota and we have the lakes and we have the rivers. You can get our seafood, our fresh water food from there if you're big into that ice fishing in the winter and just out there enjoying the lakes and the rivers in the summer as well. So your seafoods have omega-3 fatty acids, which nourishes our brain. It's so good for our heart. It's just overall, it's good for our skin, our complexion. And so getting those into our diet can really help us with our memory issues.
Mm.
Yeah, it helps the memory. It boosts the memory. It also helps our heart function. So we're not using those harder fats that aren't so good for us. So having those in your diet, kind of following a Mediterranean type mm-hmm. diet, it really helps to have those more than once uh-huh. or twice. Yep.
Yep.
Kick them in. You can do tuna fish too. That's okay.
Perfect. That is definitely one of my goals for 2018, as is number 16. Cutting back on added sugars. Boy, it's everywhere, isn't it?
It is everywhere. And what's really great coming up, our new labels are going to have added sugar. Because we want you to get sugar that comes naturally, you know, from your fruit. There's, you know, natural sugar in milk. People get concerned. And right now on our labels, it just says sugar content. Mm. And then people kind of have this, oh my gosh, there's sugar. But there's natural sugars and then the added sugars.
Right.
So now our labels are going to be coming out nationwide that actually have added sugar. And it'll tell you how much is in there. Typically try to keep the added sugar at 10% of the serving size. So 10% or less, little math. Yep. Another easy thing you can do if you're doing fruit juice, Welch's grape juice, and there's other ones as well, they will put on the label no sugar added, no high fructose corn syrup, no preservatives. So you need to read the labels. Usually it's right on the front, and then those are the better ones to go, so you're not getting the extra added.
So when will the labels start reflecting that?
They're supposed to be starting this year. They're being implemented. Okay. I'll be working on that also for the cafe so people will know on the grab and goes.
Great, great. Number 17, experiment with more plant-based meals. Now, you mentioned the Mediterranean diet. That kind of focuses on that concept, right?
Absolutely. And so what you can do, a lot of places do Meatless Monday so that they're doing more plant-based foods. The way the Mediterranean diet works is the focus, so this is like Italy and Spain and those countries is where this comes from. And so they do more vegetables, more fruit, then they have the seafood. Then maybe once a week they might incorporate a red meat. They do the poultry. But the main course is the plant-based food. They also have whole grains in there too with their pasta. They're not using the white pasta like ours. Right. But incorporating beans into your diet or lentils, anything like that that you can add, just try it. Again, go to the internet, find fantastic recipes out there and see how they go. It's really easy.
Plant-based. And finally, number 18, make an effort to reduce food waste. I've seen some staggering statistics about how much food is wasted in our country.
And so your portion controls are really going to help that. If you're only eating what you're hungry for, or you're taking your leftovers and putting them in the fridge and you're eating them later, then that decreases our food waste. One of the things that goes bad really fast, it can be fruit, it can be the berries, it can be any of those produce that is fresh. And so what I did last year is I went and bought all the berries. So I got my blueberries, my raspberries, my strawberries, and I'm just one person, so they typically will go bad if I don't use them right away. Winter's coming up, so I went ahead and froze Ziploc bags in portion control. They're all in the freezer. I can throw them in smoothies. I can put them into my yogurt. So just planning ahead. So if you think it's going to go bad, like the bananas, make yourself some banana bread. You can freeze it. You put it into the oven. You can dehydrate it a little bit so you have banana chips. There's just different things you have to do, and you can be creative at it.
And like you said, so many things, just focus on planning ahead a little bit. That's really one of the keys. So 18 health tips for 2018 over the last 2 weeks. Madison and Virginia, thank you so much for sharing those with us. Any last words or tips for our listeners before we wrap up March Nutrition Month?
I always say, nourish your brain and eat well.
Very good tip, Madison.
18 might be a little bit overwhelming, but try and tackle, I would say, just like one a week.
Good idea. Just one little bite at a time. Virginia Nohlmeyer and Madison Mashek are guests today during March Nutrition Month with 18 health tips for 2018 on Apple a Day. And Virginia, Madison, and Katie all remind you that there is so much to do here. Eat well and stay healthy for it. Have a great day.